SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
It is your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Monday, the 2nd of December 2024. The Australian share market rose today, but only just by 0.14%. We'll have the details with David Scutt from Citi Index in a few moments. But first to some economic news, where shoppers are continuing to bring forward their spending as retailers extend promotional activity ahead of the Black Friday sales. The ABS says retail sales rose 0.6% in October to a record of $36.7 billion, and that was a little better than expected. For the details, I spoke with Belinda Allen, a senior economist at the Commonwealth Bank. Belinda, how would you describe the state of the consumer at the moment? Because they are spending more. Why do you think that is also?
It seems the consumer is starting to recover in terms of its spending behaviour. So we have seen in recent months, I would say, a pickup or a recovery in the pulse of spending after some weakness, particularly over the first half of this year. So consumers are spending a little bit more at the shop, definitely with increased promotional activity as well. And what we've also seen in our own CBA data is when there's big ticket items or recreational events, consumers are still willing to spend on those items.
So these numbers are for October. Do we know what they're spending on? And what they're spending on, is that an indication of anything economically?
So the ABS did say that there was increased promotional activity in October. So we know in November there's a lot of Black Friday, Cyber Monday sales. It seems some retailers brought them forward into October and consumers reacted to that. And I think that is also reflective of what we've seen in recent months. So consumers are making very deliberate decisions about what they spend on and when they spend. So definitely that discounting activity, particularly on household goods, and at retail shops, did lift in October.
So if the consumer's being smarter in the way that they're spending, right, what does it say about their psyche, especially during this cost of living crisis?
So we have seen an improvement in disposable income. The income tax cuts we got on 1 July lifted disposable income. Inflation's also moderating. There's been electricity rebates. Petrol's cheaper. It looks like consumers have spent some of that additional funds, but they're also continuing to put money into savings at a faster rate as well. So that lift in income growth has meant consumers can spend a little bit more, probably not as much as what people had expected, but also continuing to pay off debt. So they're still, I would say, on the risk averse side, but they are starting to believe that interest rate hikes are off the agenda, income's lifted. So that recovery just does seem to be a little bit more in place than what it was a few months ago.
As we mentioned, that these numbers are for October, so we don't have any indication of what's happening right now with the current Black Friday sales. To what extent, though, do you think shoppers are moving forward their purchases?
So in recent years, we have seen consumers spend more in November. I think this year as well, they spent more in October. So consumers are just looking for a bargain. They know this sales activity is out there. So we are certainly seeing a shift in behaviour. And we saw that in October as well with a lot of the footy grand finals, music concerts as well. Consumers are willing to spend on those big ticket events.
All right. So as we lead into Christmas, do you think retailers will be feeling a bit more confident? And to what extent can we say, hey, there is a recovery now?
It does seem like there is a small recovery in place. Sentiment is also improving as well. We've seen that through the Melbourne Institute consumer sentiment surveys as well. So retailers may be feeling a little bit more confident. I think today's numbers also suggest that. But more broadly, though, other indicators of spending are giving more mixed results. So the monthly household spending indicator by the ABS has been a lot weaker. That's a more comprehensive measure of consumer spending. So I think it will really take the September quarter national accounts, which we get out on Wednesday, to fully tell us how the consumers are behaving at this point in time.
So speaking of those GDP numbers to come out, we've got business indicators from the ABS today. Stats like company gross profits down around 4.6%, wages up 1.2%. You know, they're just some of them. What does that say about the state of the economy and what we're likely to see when those GDP numbers are out?
We're expecting still pretty modest growth in the economy of 0.4% for the September quarter. That takes annual growth a bit above 1%. So the economy is still very modest in terms of its growth, still very much driven by the public sector. So when we look at the private sector and private activity, wages growth has slowed. Company profits is falling, both for mining and non-mining, although predominantly it's been driven by the mining sector. So I'd say it's still very much a two-speed economy. We're still growing below trend, and we continue to think it's going to take interest rate relief to see a lift in economic activity in Australia.
And speaking of that interest rate relief, when the RBA looks at all of this data, what do you think they're thinking?
It's a bit of a mixed bag. So a bit of a pickup in consumer spending. I think they'll be looking at that and saying it hasn't been large. We think it's still below what they're expecting. That's good news on the inflation front, that consumers haven't reacted too strongly to this income tax relief. On the wages side, they'll be looking at the wages bill and seeing that come down, because we know that's a big feed through into inflation. But other than that, though, they're very much firmly focused on the inflation outlook. And we do continue to hear that from Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock, that they are very much focused on making sure inflation's moving sustainably back within that band. And they'll be looking at the next quarterly inflation print, which we don't get out until the end of January, to really look at the outlook for interest rates. We still think there's a chance that they cut interest rates in February. We think inflation can come in quite a bit softer than what they're expecting, and that does leave the door open for interest rate relief in early 2025.
That is Belinda Allen there from the Commonwealth Bank.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
The Australian share market rose today to start the working week. The ASX 200 up by 0.14%, 8,447. For more, I spoke with David Scutt, a market analyst at City Index. David, a bit of a flat start to the week, but the ASX has been hitting record highs of late. Why do you think that is?
You know, Ricardo, look, a number of factors. For me, there's a couple of banks very, very richly valued at this point in time. From a technical perspective as well, the index is trading exactly as you'd expect. It's in a really, really nice uptrend. And then don't forget the impact of the Aussie dollar as well, because the Aussie is so cheap relative to the US dollar. That's actually helping our index go and look much more appealing to a foreign investor. You look across a lot of different indices out there, the Nikkei, the DAX, very, very similar story, up near record highs. A lot of it is the currency translation effect.
Speaking of the currency, right, there was talk last week, I saw a note from NAB suggesting that the Australian dollar could fall to below 60 US cents if the Donald Trump policies on import tariffs does lead to a global trade war. What do you see on the currency front?
Look, in the near to medium term, I think that US dollar may have peaked. I agree with the NAB that that's a risk, especially if the United States go really hard on China. But Donald Trump is a deal maker by trade. And just looking at a few of the other things that we're seeing out there at the moment, to me, it suggests that long bond yields in the United States may have peaked. So that would be a negative for the US dollar. You look at what Scott Bessent's been nominated for the Treasury Secretary role, a very, very safe pair of hands. And also the Federal Reserve. There's a lot less cuts that have been priced into the US Fed curve over the next 12 months. That's going to naturally slow down growth and hinder inflation.
Donald Trump, we haven't really spoken to you since he won the presidential election. Good or bad for markets when you look at it? Because we've spoken a lot about this Trump trade. We're now also entering December, where we typically would see a Santa rally. And then there's these fears, as we just spoke about, the implication for a global trade war, right? And if it slows down China, it impacts Australia. What's your take?
Look, in short, he's good for markets. Once again, cut with a lot of deregulation. That's one of the key things as well. And you just have to go back and look at his Twitter feed, his X feed over the course of his first term of presidency. So many times looking at what's going on with the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the level there, it tells you exactly how he kind of grades his performance on. So to me, yes, it's going to be inherently more volatile. There's going to be a lot of headline-driven movement, but Donald Trump likes to go and see equities go and power higher. So to me, if you ask me if it's a good thing for markets, yes, it will be.
Okay, if we look at some corporate news of the day, right, gold has also been climbing lately as a result of the US election too. We're now seeing consolidation in the sector. Northern Star, I think it's Australia's biggest gold miner, buying De Grey, about a $5 billion deal. Is more consolidation in the market now?
Look, it's probably an area that has baffled a lot of people. When you look at where the gold price is, particularly in Australian dollar terms, it's like incredibly high. But then you look at the valuations for the gold miners and it's just simply not there. So any way to go and introduce synergies into that mix, unlock some of that value, you'd imagine that, yes, if you can go and get that all-in sustaining cost lower by being a bigger entity, by all means, that would probably go and help to boost shareholder returns as well.
And finally, as we lead into Christmas, I'm keen to get your take on where you think the opportunities are for investors at the moment.
Look, we'll go back to the start of the conversation. I think a lot comes down to China. Chinese equities have been a really, really hard place to go and invest for foreign investors for a very, very long period of time. But when you look at how much bad news has been priced into those stocks, you look at what's going on when it comes to the incremental stimulus, which is coming through from the Chinese government. I think there's a lot of bad news priced in. And when you look at other equity indices around the world, China screens as being especially cheap at this point in time. And when I look at that, I look at valuations elsewhere, any little skerrick of good news from China would likely go and see a pretty nice uplift in that equity index. So that, to me, is one of those smokies for 2025.
That's David Scott there from City Index.
This SBS On The Money stream is provided for informational purposes only. The content in this stream should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and it does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.